It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 97 yards.
Now here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513, or you can go to Twitter and send in your questions and comments, the hashtag Giants Chat. Good morning, everybody. How are you? John Schmell here with you on Giants.com, Big Blue Kickoff Live. It'll come your every... come your way every weekday morning for the next 2 weeks at 10 a.m. And then when camp starts, we're ready to go at 9:30. So it should be a fun month as we get ready for the regular season. And camp now less than 2 weeks away. The players arrive next Friday. The first day of practice is Saturday. And we will go from there. It should be very, very exciting. And Monday through Friday, you can tune in to Big Blue Kickoff Live as always. 201-939-4513. And between now and then, we're going to kind of go through each day, every position, and break down what the Giants have there, predict what we think is going to happen, what the depth chart is going to be, who's going to play what role. And I was going to start with quarterbacks, but I felt that was a little bit boring. So I stayed on the offensive side of the ball, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the running back position. And I think it's a pretty interesting one for the Giants in 2013, only because the Giants are really counting on two guys that have never really had to carry the load before in David Wilson and Anjay Brown. And as everyone knows out there, a big part of success in football is the ability to take the pounding and remain healthy. So can these two guys go out there, get beat up, get their 15 carries a game, whatever the case might be, 15 for Wilson, 10 for Brown, maintain their health, stay on the field, and maintain their effectiveness? Because I've seen guys like David Wilson who are super explosive, but then all of a sudden they're getting their 17, 18 carries a game, and they lose some of that burst. They lose some of that punch. They slow down a little bit. The grind gets to them. So can that happen? And the additional question with David Wilson is, depending on his running back load, can he continue to do kickoffs, and how often? So those are fair questions to ask, and we'll have to take a peek and see what happens. I still think David Wilson is going to be a part-time kick returner. I think he's going to do enough where he'll be a factor in big games and big spots and close games. They'll put him back there, see if he can make something happen, make a big play. And I think that'll be an important thing for the Giants to see what he can do in that respect. I don't think they're going to take him out of the role completely. And the reason they're not is that they do have Anjay Brown to take some of that load off of him at that running back position, where Wilson won't have to get more than 15 carries a game because Brown can get 10 or 12. And then who's going to be the third down back? I think that's another additional question that's interesting. I think the Giants trust Anjay Brown as a guy that's has the physical ability and willingness to put himself out there and protect Eli Manning and block, which is important. David Wilson, I think, is to the point where he knows what he's supposed to do. But now with that, you know, slighter frame of his, can he step in there and get in front of blitzing linebackers? Can he get in front of blitzing defensive ends to protect Eli Manning? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. So, it's interesting. And it should be a lot of fun to watch in training camp. Now, the problem in camp, though, is that you really can't tell with these running backs until you get the preseason games. Because in camp, you have pads now and then, but you're just not really hitting. These are your own teammates. You're not trying to hurt anybody or, you know, really lay them out. So, you're really not going to know what's going on until you get into the preseason games and try to figure this out. And then do you want a veteran running back on the roster that's not Ryan Terrain? Do you want to add somebody else to maybe provide a veteran presence and some stability behind those two younger players? I think that's an interesting question as well. So give us a call. Let's talk about it at 201-939-4513. And we'll start on the phones with Eric in North Dakota. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you guys all doing?
I'm doing all right, Eric. What's up?
Okay, my first couple questions is, I've been hearing rumors about Brandon Jacobs coming back to the New York Giants. I don't know if that's true. And the other one is Deion Grant, safety. What's the status with him? Is he going to pop up and come back again with the Giants?
Well, Deion Grant's pretty easy. Deion Grant did not play in the league last year, so I don't see him coming back by any means. I think the Giants are pretty happy with what they have at the safety position right now. They have Stevie Brown and Antre Roll as their starters. They like Ryan Mundy coming over from Pittsburgh. And they got a couple young guys. Tyler Sash is in year number three. They hope he takes another step. And then they have their fourth-round pick, Cooper Taylor, who they like a lot. So I don't think the Giants are going to look to add another safety. As for Brandon Jacobs, it's a question I've gotten a lot, and a lot of people want Jacobs to come back. I honestly don't see it. I'm not sure how much he has left in the tank. I'm not sure how motivated he is to come back and play, to be totally honest with you, unless he's getting paid a good amount of money, which the Giants are not going to agree to because he's on the wrong side of 30. And again, who knows how much he has left in the tank, Eric. Do I think the Giants would be open to adding another running back if the right guy becomes available? Sure. But if they were going to bring Brandon Jacobs here to be part of this training camp roster, I think they would have done it already. I don't know why they would wait this long.
Oh, okay. Thank you, guys.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks a lot. 201-939-4513. Let's talk to Shakes down in Baltimore, Maryland. Shakes, what's going on, pal?
What's going on?
How was your weekend,
okay.
man? Okay.
It was all right. It was okay. Very tired. Very tiresome. But I wanted to jump right in because, you know, I want Brandon Jacobs. And I just think that to answer your question, you say, well, Why would it take this long? Or maybe because the coaches want to just see what we got right now. And if we comfortable with it, then we don't need Jacobs. But if we not, we're going to bring him in. And more than likely, we do need another veteran running back. So I think that Jacobs will be here. I just think it's probably going to be just before preseason, something like that. So positions now, David Wilson, number one. His speed and elusiveness and how tough he runs excites me. Like, he convinced me he's going to have a great career if he stays healthy. My number two back, of course, would be Andre Brown. He ran the best all of last year. The only problem was that he didn't play the full season. I like the new AB. That's what I'm calling him now. He's the new AB. I'm all Bradshaw. I'm sorry. You're a Colt now, so... like I said, at number three back, I really want Jacobs or Turner. Just for leadership and blitz pickup, you know? And if no vet is brought in, I would like for it to be that we comfortable that Scott stepped up, you know? Darrell Scott stepped up to show what his speed can do. And we got a little plan for him. And that means, you know, we can have another fourth one, which is Cox, the rookie, and he can just develop.
Do you think they're going to ask do you think they're going to ask David Wilson to still do kicks? And if so, how often?
Yeah, I think he's still going to do kicks. I don't think it's going to be often. I think maybe three or four a game.
Okay.
If we allow people to score like that. So I don't think that we're going to allow a lot of scoring. So we won't have a lot of kickoffs, but he'll have the most kickoffs, but he won't have all.
Okay, so David Wilson will lead the team in kickoff returns. Week one, first, third, and eight against the Dallas Cowboys. Who's in the backfield with Eli Manning?
No. No, I don't think he starts off at doing it because I think we're going to need him for the running back set, like the first.
Who's back
first
there
down,
then? Is it
down.
Brown?
For the kickoff return?
No. Third and eight. Giants in a third and eight situation against Dallas, and they need to get a first down. They want a running back in there on third down to protect Eli, maybe catch a pass. Who is it?
I think it's going to be Brandon Jacobs in there.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're going wild card.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yep. I think Brandon Jacobs is going to be in there just for blitz pickup. And we're going to throw Myers and everybody out there to catch the route. So, yeah. Third and eight. Yeah, that's what I see. And I don't want Terrain. I don't want to rain. I don't want another banged up Redskin reject, a la Arrington.
Well, LeVar Arrington was healthy for a little bit before he re-tore up his knee.
It was crazy because I was waiting. Like, I was a big Arrington fan, and
Mr. Nichols,
one of my best friends, he was a Redskin fan. He always used to scream Arrington. Then when he came to us, I was like, I bought an Arrington jersey and everything. Then he didn't do anything until that Dallas game, and then he got injured, and then we didn't see him play in another Giant uniform. It was crazy.
It happens sometimes, Shakes.
I see. And linebackers. It happened to be a linebacker. But thanks for taking my call. I told you, hey, what's tomorrow? What's the position tomorrow?
You know what? I think either Datino or Lance are coming to do the show tomorrow, so I will let them make the choice. When I know it, I'll put it up on Twitter. It's going to be offense. I'm thinking they're going to go quarterback tomorrow. That's my guess.
And one more question.
Sure.
Does fullback count? Is this running back situation?
Yes, it does, actually. What do you think a good question is about the fullback position with either Henry or Pasco?
I think that if Hanoski is back to 100%, then we go with him. But if he's not, then we need Leach. Or, no, I don't think we need him, but Leach will be great. It will be a good compliment for us, especially for Wilson and Brown.
Yeah, but some tells me Vontae Leach is going to head back to Baltimore.
Yeah, he probably is. But I have faith in Bear, though. Bear can get it done. If Henry can't do it and we don't get Leach, I'm very confident in Bear.
He's Mr. Reliable. I appreciate the call, Shakes.
All right, man.
Thanks, my friend. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. We'll get to your Twitter points in a second, but for now, let's stay on the phones. Rodney in Pennsylvania has been holding patiently. Rodney, good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing all right, Rodney. What's up?
Running back position. I like the Brown. I think he's going to be there for a while.
How many carries a game you think they're going to give Andre Brown this year? What do you think?
This year, I think they probably give Andre anywhere between 15 to 20, maybe 20, 25 carries.
So you think at the end of the year, Andre Brown will have more carries than David Wilson?
Yes. At the end of the year, I think they're going to give Brown more carries, only because he'll be getting the ball more in short yardage distance, goal line distance, and I think he's going to get a lot of green zone that's called for a lot of green zone touchdowns and scores in that area. So I think Brown will get a lot more of those small yardage carries more than Wilson.
No, I agree. Andre Brown proved he was a very good short yardage back last year. He's very adept at it. He's good at, you know, pumping those legs, going through contact, gaining that extra yard, always falling forward, things of that nature. I just hope Andre Brown can stay healthy for an entire year, because I agree. If he can stay healthy for an entire year, I think you're looking at 800-900-yard season out of him. I think him and Wilson can combine for somewhere around, you know, 1,800 yards, which would really be a good combination number.
Yeah, that's definitely a great combination number. I mean, both of them combined together, the offensive line stay healthy, you know, him running and hitting them holes hard. I can see definitely Brown getting a lot more carries. And you know, even though Wilson would be a feature back, but I just see Brown getting more of the carries because of his production, more of his production of last year than it was Wilson.
Sounds good, Rodney. Appreciate the call, bud.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, take it easy. Thanks for calling in. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Carlos down in Virginia. Carlos, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Doing all right, Carlos. What's up?
Hey, Matthias Kiwanuka, since he's moving to defensive end.
Yes, sir.
Where does that leave the linebacker position that he's used to playing now? Who do you think might step up in that position?
I'll tell you what, the whole linebacker position is open. You're going to have an open confrontation at middle linebacker between Connor and Herzlick. That's one. I think the only guy, if he stays healthy, that has his position somewhat secure is Jaquan Williams, but I think Spencer Paysinger is going to be in the mix there as well. And then the spot you mentioned, that Kiwi's vacating, Carlos, I think you're going to see a combination of Keith Rivers, if he's healthy, Aaron Curry, if he's healthy, and quite frankly, theoretically, I would not be shocked if both those guys do get hurt and they're not there, if you saw Connor play middle and you saw Herzlick move out to outside linebacker.
Okay. Yeah, and Jason Pierre-Paul, how long will he be out? They say that he might be ready for the season.
Yeah, I don't have much of an update on how his rehab is going. I know I've seen him around here getting some work done on him. I know he's working hard and trying to get ready for the season. The hope is he'll be back for regular season game number one. I think the team would prefer if he can get in there and practice a little bit before that first regular season game, maybe take a snap or two in that final preseason game. But as long as he's healthy, they think he should be good to go week one against Dallas.
Okay, that sounds good.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thank you for your time.
Hey, Carlos, anytime, man. 201-939-4513. Jason's in Manhattan. Jason, good morning.
Hey, how you doing now? I'm actually from Montana.
Oh, so. Montana. I'm sorry, Jason. That's my fault. It actually says Montana.
I
misread
it. I wish I was in Manhattan right now.
What's going on in Montana, Jason?
Not much, man. Hey, you know, I'm real excited about this. To be honest with you, man, I really like Wilson. You know, I know it's early. I know he didn't get a lot of work yet last year, and it was due. You know, he needed to learn on how to have that ball security. But I tell you what, I really like Wilson. I mean, when I look at tape I haven't seen that running style in a long time. I mean, he hits that hole, and he's like, I don't know, he puts it like in light speed or something like that. And, you know, I think that if he gets some carries, if you get some opportunities, I think you could do a lot.
Yeah, look, David Wilson, to me, isn't your traditional scat back. I think he's much more in the mold of a Warg Dunn type of player, where he has that low center of gravity, he can avoid hits, he can grind it out, he can carry the ball 15, 20 times a game and not, you know, go out with injuries and get hurt. I think he's a lot thicker than people give him credit for, even though he's very fast, obviously. He's more than a scat back.
He's the same size as he's actually a little bit bigger. He's in the, you know, he's in between, if you looked at him, in between Sanders and Smith size. He's, what, 5'9", 205? You know, Smith was like, I think, 5'10", 210. Sanders was like 5'8", 203. So, you know, I don't think his size doesn't matter. It's just that his style is so violent. So, you know, that's a concern that he might not be able to, let's say, his body might break down. But I think as long as we're giving him a good rotation, I think we'll keep him fresh, and I think he's going to do really good. I just think that, you know, he had to learn on how to hold that ball. And we know that Tiki Barber had the same problem. And once he got that ball security down, you know, it was pretty confident having him in there. Now, his blocking, of course, we don't know on how Wilson's going to do until we get to training camp, put some pads on.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brown, you know, I like Brown. I really enjoyed him, you know, last year, but he got hurt. And I think he got hurt some other years. I mean, he's been in the league for some time now. It's not like it was his rookie season last year.
Correct.
And he's been battling with some injuries. You're right, we need to get some veteran presence in there. And to be honest with you, and I know Turner just got arrested for a DUI, but, you know, I don't know why the Giants aren't looking at Turner. I think it would be really great to have another strong, hefty back who can run over people for that short yardage. And I, you know, I don't think Turner had that bad of a year last year, but, you know, I don't know. I would like for us to pick up Turner.
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind bringing in a veteran. I'm just not sure how much Turner has in the tank. I appreciate the call, Jason. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
Hey, take it easy. Look, I think Wilson can carry the load. I think Brown as a secondary guy is good. But I worry about Brown's injury problems, too, as Jason pointed out. You know, he's had injury problems his whole career, whether it was Achilles when he first came into the league, then last year when he had the fracture in the not sure if it was technically ankle or lower leg, but whatever it was. That fracture. So I'd worry about that. 201-939-4513. Ed's in Maryland. Ed, what's going on, pal? Long time no speak.
Yeah, what's up, man? Long time. Just been in the background listening to everybody talk about the Giants. Wanted to get close to the season before I called in.
Yeah, no problem.
But I think we got it wrong about Mr. Andre. I think he's a total package running back. He has a speed coming out of college. You know, he was like a 4-foot guy, the size, 235-plus pounds. And I think last year he proved he could be more than just a short yardage back. I mean, it seemed like most Giants fans think he's just a goal line, 31 type of back. But I'm pretty certain, though, if he gets 20 to 25 carries a game, he can easily catch 5 yards a carry and definitely reach 1,000 yards for the season. And I think we have it wrong making Dave Wilson the starting running back over Andre Brown. I think Andre Brown, being a veteran, should be the starter. And David Wilson in training camp and preseason should have the chance to beat him out. And only because Dave Wilson already hasn't proven he could be a full starter running back. And I just want to ask you, because you was there during the offseason, is he actually getting bigger, Dave Wilson? Is he putting on weight? Is he looking stronger, faster?
Yeah, it appears to me that Wilson looks a little bit broader on the shoulders. It looks like he's getting ready for a larger role where he's going to have to take a little bit more of a pounding.
All right, that's good. I mean, I think this could be the best set of running backs we've had ever. I mean, everybody wants to talk about C.D. Bob and Lightning and Thunder with the thing with Jacobs and Ron Dane.
Right.
I was never really a fan of those two backs at a while. But I think talent-wise, with Dave Wolf and Andre Brown, they both have the speed and power to possibly both run like 1,000 yards each. But I think Giants fans will be pleasantly surprised by Andre Brown this year. I think he has a chance to reach 1,200 yards. And I think as the season goes, Dave Wilson, you know, hopefully he can prove he can carry the load. But I think Andre Brown will get more carries and, you know, carry that load for us. I think we have to go out there and find a Michael Turner. I'm just more curious about Scott and Cedric Cox, Michael Cox. I want to see what they could do first as a third back. And then if they can't handle it, then, you know, Wilson LeBron gets hurt, then we could bring in a veteran. But I think for now we're settled there. And we had the potential to have one of our offenses, you know.
Hey, Ed, line's breaking up there, man. I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But I agree. Yeah, we can understand what you're saying there, Ed. Your line was breaking up. But I think these two running backs have as much natural talent as runners as anybody the Giants have had in a while. I think they're going to be excellent. I think they're going to do a great job. I really do. Two more quick calls before you say goodbye. I got to get off at 10:30 sharp today here, folks. Sorry about that. So let's get through these last two callers quickly and start with Steve in Washington, D.C. Steve, real quick, what's your point?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Nothing much. Sure. No problem.
Listen, Eric kind of stole my sentiment. I really kind of feel like, you know, as much as I love Wilson, and I really love what he brings to the table, and I really want to see him beat Andre Brown out. I really, you know, like Andre Brown starting in that position, you know, for a couple of reasons. A, he's a veteran. B, he's the bigger body. I'd rather see him kind of wear down defenses a little bit and then kind of bring Wilson in off the bench. Basically, I'd like to see pretty much a split of carries, but I think what the bigger issue is going to be in the success of our running game this year is going to be the play calling. Will we be the same old predictable Giants when it's time to run the ball, or will we mix it up and catch some defenses off guard a little bit? So, you know, before I get off, I just want to ask you one question. You know, what do you see out of Michael Cox? Because I like the kid. You know, I know he really, you know, didn't have much of a chance out there in Michigan, you know, and he really hasn't had a lot of playing time. But I think he, you know, kind of fits the mold, you know, physically speaking. I'm just wondering, do you see him picking up your offense? How's he doing with his, his blocking?
Yeah, Steve, he has the size and speed, but you hit it on the head. It's picking up the offense. He has very little experience. Year number one is going to be a big-time learning experience for Michael Cox, and that's what he's going to have to prove to this coaching staff. Whether or not he can pick up this offense, know the playbook, and do what it takes to stay on the field in that regard. So, yes, I believe he has the raw talent, but he has to show that he's a good enough football player to earn some minutes on the field. Thanks, Steve.
Cool. Thanks. Take my call. Have a good one.
Appreciate it. And remember, too, when you're talking about who's going to get the carries, Wilson or Brown, it's not necessarily who's the best runner. It's who does the other stuff really well. Block. Sight adjust. Picking up the blitz. Catching the ball out of the backfield. These other things, holding on to the football, not fumbling. Let's not forget that. These all are the other things that these guys have to get good at in order to stay on the field for the New York Football Giants. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Mike down in Florida. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Mike. I appreciate it.
I had a question. We have, like, the most depth I've ever seen we have at defensive tackle, but
yeah.
how many defensive tackles do you think are going to make the final cut, and who do you think it's going to be?
Well, I think the beauty of the defensive tackle situation is that you have a lot of guys with different skill sets. Like Rodgers and Hankins are pluggers. Joseph does a little bit of both. Jenkins and Patterson are more of your slashing, penetrating type guys. I mean, I would probably say that the Giants will keep five defensive tackles on the active roster, and one of the five will be inactive on game day. So I'd say the five, that if I was to guess now, the five they were going to keep, they keep Colin Jenkins, obviously, Linval Joseph, obviously, Jonathan Hankins, Mike Patterson, and I'd go Marcus Kuhn as the fifth guy. If I had to guess the five they keep, I think those are the five that they keep, with Sean Rogers being the last one off.
Okay.
That's my guess. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a very tough decision. And you can't see a ton in camp, so preseason games are going to be huge to see who makes that team at defensive tackle.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's going to be fighting for that last spot.
No question. And, you know, and they like Kuhn. He's coming off that knee injury. They like his youth. So I think he'll have a leg up because they think he can still get better and improve. But, again, he's still going to have to show it. They can't just keep him on the roster because of promise, since there are so many other guys with so much talent behind them.
Definitely.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call, man. Thanks so much. Good job on the phones today, guys. Good job on Twitter. Not a ton of Twitter comments. We're going to go through it here. Let's see real quick. Chris Parnell thinks David Wilson will get 750 rushing yards. I'll buy that. Marwan Ali, I think Wilson will be like Dowell Green back in the day in big spots. He'll be back there returning kicks. Dowell Green did that with punts, I believe. He might have done it at kickoffs, too. Can't quite remember. Marwan Ali, Kuhn sounds like he's going to go to the pup list to start the year. You know what? I'm not sure about that, Marwan. I talked to him before the season started, and he thinks he's going to be ready to go for the first day of camp. And he looks like he's going to be ready to go for the first day of camp. He looks pretty far along in that rehab. I'm not sure he's going to be a pup guy. Brian Taylor, I don't mind Wilson splitting the kick returns, but if he's starting, I don't want to risk his health. I know a lot of people think that as well. They still have nightmares about the Jason Sehorn torn ACL in preseason. And Mark thinks, I think Brown, the third bound back, is okay. Barrett, fullback. Mathias, the defensive end, is fine, too. Who wins the kicker competition? I'll go Josh Brown there, Mark. I'll go Josh Brown. Everybody, good job on the phones. Good job on Twitter. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. on Giants.com. Make sure you're here. We'll talk quarterbacks. What do you expect of Ryan Nassib long-term? Who wins the backup quarterback job? Will the Giants carry three quarterbacks? Actually, stuff to talk about. And you can talk Eli Manning as well right here on Giants.com. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., be there.